When this man's trip to the Amazon fell through, he instead began to travel this country to see all that nature held closer to home. It was his vision of protecting a portion of that beauty that led him to become the father of the national park system. We take a walk with him on today's edition of the American Countryside.
Hey, Keith, long day tomorrow. Can you fill up the tractor?
Copy that.
I need 20 in diesel.
Okay, look, we know you wouldn't go to the local Gas and Go and put $20 of fuel in your tractor. That wouldn't even get the job done. So why would you risk leaving your crop short of the fuel it needs to get the job done this season? Add agro-liquid nutrients to your side dress and foliar pests to efficiently and economically get your crop the fuel it needs. Visit agroliquid.com/foliar to learn more.
Join Farm Journal agronomists this summer for the Farm Journal Yield Tour. Led by industry experts Ken Ferry and Missy Bauer, topics include assessing technology for maximum return and mastering variable rate and multi-hybrid planting. There will also be a live AgriTalk taping with host Chip Flory. Visit agweb.com/Farm Journal Yield Tour to find a stop near you. Sponsored by Valent, Trimble, and AgriGold.
John Muir was born in Scotland in 1838, and when he was 11 years old, the family came to America, homesteading in Wisconsin. He attended the State University and loved to learn about trees, plants, and the world itself. In his late 20s, he decided it was time to quit learning in the classroom and set out to see a lot of the U.S. on foot.
He did what he initially called his 1,000-mile walk, and that ended up going from Louisville, Kentucky, all the way to the Gulf of Mexico and Florida. It really is about 1,000 miles, and he walked it all.
Cheryl Abel at John Muir National Historic Site says Muir soon decided to see more than just the U.S.
His dream trip was to go to the Amazon, and he was heading that direction but caught malaria in Florida. Another alternative was a ship going towards California, so he decided to do that instead.
He'd heard about a place called Yosemite, and he found his way there. Not only did he enjoy the area, but he met his wife, Lewis Strensel. They made their home on her family's fruit orchard in the hills east of San Francisco Bay.
She supported John Muir and what he was doing with all his travels, but she chose to let him go by himself. She stayed here at home. She went to Yosemite with John once, and that was enough.
Meanwhile, Muir continued to travel. He was well known for his articles about the nature he saw and his desire to preserve it for generations to come. In fact, he brought a little piece of the forest right here to his own home.
The giant sequoia tree is the largest tree in the world in girth. And one of the things he did was actually bring one back down from the mountains as a small seedling and plant it here on the ranch.
The tree is still growing here on the ranch next to the Muir home. We'll have the rest of the story of John Muir and his role in establishing our national parks next time as we travel the countryside. In Martinez, California, I'm Andrew McCrae.